You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
Hey everyone, this is Alex Hall, and this podcast will be demonstrating the VoiceDream Writer app. Not VoiceDream Reader, VoiceDream Writer. It's from the same developer as VoiceDream Reader, and it employs a lot of the same time and space-saving efficiency techniques that Reader has already perfected, like being able to swipe up and down with one finger to move around your text or to select items. A lot of different tricks like that. It's, of course, fully accessible. It's made with the visually impaired and the learning disabled all in mind. So it has a lot of visual effects, voiceover support, special fonts. It even supports reading back using third-party synthesizers. And if you have VoiceDream Reader already and you've bought synthesizers in there, you can actually share them. For example, I've already bought Sally from Avona in Reader, and I can open up Writer, and I can use Sally, because I've already bought it in Reader. And the point behind this app is it's a word processor, and you're able to, obviously, write your text in a file, just like normal, but then it has some really nice features. It's really easy to spell check, which is something you don't normally see in iOS. It's really easy to select text, to copy or cut it, or define it, whatever you want to do. Again, not something that's as easily done natively with VoiceOver on iOS. It lets you move around by heading if you insert headings into your text, which is as simple as a hash or number sign in front of the line that is the heading, giving you a whole lot of navigation options there. It can support Dropbox, Google Drive, iCloud Drive, and a few other places. All of those sources you can import your files from, and then when you're done, you can export them back out and resave them. And the developer has indicated that in-place editing may be coming at a future date, but it's not here yet. Let's go into it here. I'm already in the app, and what I'm going to do first is go to the file manager. We're just going to have a common starting point here. When you first start the app, it might show you the help documentation, or it might show you the what's new documentation, but if you go to the top of the screen with a four-finger tap near the top, then you'll be on the file manager, and you can follow along with me from there. So, top of screen.
File manager. Button.
Double tap with one finger.
File manager. File manager. iCloud enabled. Button.
Alrighty. That iCloud enabled button's the first thing you'll land on if you've enabled iCloud. And as far as I can tell, by the way, that setting is actually tied to the iCloud Drive setting in the Settings app. Go in there, tap iCloud. If iCloud Drive is on, then this should be enabled here. It's a button, but it doesn't actually do anything aside from pop up a little alert telling you that it's enabled. So it's not really an important button at the moment. Flick right with one finger.
File manager, heading.
Just a heading telling us where we are, and I'm going to keep flicking right, and as I come to things, I'll describe what's going on.
Edit, button.
Edit, of course, will let you move files around. You could rename them, delete them, all of that.
Close, button.
Close will get us back out of the file manager and into the document we were in before.
Editing. Apple Spring Forward Event Summary. Synchronized. 4/12/15/18/54/22.5 kilobytes. Swipe up or down to select a custom action, then double tap to activate.
A few things happened there. First of all, it said editing, which means that that's the file that's currently open. If I hit the close button, this file is the one that will appear. It also told us the name, it told us the date that it was last synchronized, and it told us the size. And then it said swipe up or down to select. So that's a pretty standard thing in iOS 7 and newer, and this is iOS 8.3, by the way. If I flick up with one finger,
delete.
I can delete it.
Rename.
Or I can rename it.
Activate item. Default action.
And we're back to activate. So without even going into editing mode, I can actually delete or rename files just with the actions rotor. If I continue to flick to the right, I'll just find a few more files here.
Making a UINX code, synchronized, 4/6/15/14/27/9.9 kilobytes. Accessibility awareness for third-party developers, synchronized, sort by name, button, 1 of 2.
And here we are past the file list and into the sorting options, and there are only two of them, as it said, sort by name.
Selected, sort by modified date, button, 2 of 2.
And sort by modified date, and that's what I have selected because I always like the stuff I was working on most recently to appear first. So now that we've looked at this, let's go actually into a file. And if you're wondering, by the way, why you can't add a file to this app from the file manager, I couldn't tell you, but you actually have to go into a file to add a new file. So I'm just going to go back to the file that is editing.
Editing. Apple Spring Forward.
There we go. And this, if you noticed, is actually the AppleVis summary that we put up for Apple's March 9th event back in March of 2015, only last month as of the time of this recording. But it's the blog summary that we had posted. And I'm going to double tap it, and you'll see why I chose this file in a minute.
File Manager button.
All right, now it's open. And as I said, File Manager is always at the top left, and VoiceOver usually goes to the top left corner, so that's what it lands on. As before, I'm just going to flick to the right through this entire thing and describe briefly what everything does, and everything that's worth taking a second look at, we'll go back and look at a second time. But to start off with, let's just go to the right here and look at the screen.
Add document button.
So there's the add document button. As I was mentioning a minute ago, you have to be in a document to add a new one. Couldn't tell you why, but that's how it is for now.
Export button.
If I wanted to, I could export this file, and I could export it as a few different formats, which we'll see in a moment, and save it to any of the services that VoiceStream actually already supports, Dropbox, iCloud, that kind of thing.
Audio settings button. Adjustable. Swipe up or down to adjust speed. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
Kind of like VoiceStream Reader, the audio settings will let us select a whole bunch of different things like speech, synthesizer, and all of that. But if I don't even go into there and I just flick up or down,
350 words per minute, 330 words per minute,
I can actually go ahead and change the speech rate right from here without going into the audio settings. And that's not VoiceOver speech rate, that is the third-party synthesizer's speech rate. And continuing to the right,
visual settings button.
Same idea, and this is not adjustable because there's nothing to adjust. If you go in here, you'll see a bunch of different layout options and contrast and colors, all of that. So if you're a low vision user, certainly worth taking a look at. I'm not a low vision user. I don't have enough usable vision. But if you do, by all means, go in there and you can probably find or set something that will let you see your text a whole lot more easily, as that's what this app is designed for.
Tools button.
Tools has things like document searching, spell check. We'll again take a look at that in a moment. So these are all across the top of the screen. Going to the right one more time.
Document text. Three numbers. Spring forward.
Okay, so now we're in the document text itself. And if I wanted to, I could let VoiceOver read the entire thing. I don't want to at the moment, but I could. That's the text. That takes up the bulk of the screen, especially when it's not being edited. I'll flick to the right one more time.
Show outline button.
And I mentioned a minute ago that you can move by heading and paragraph and sentence. The outline lets you look at all of that in a single glance. You can see how things are organized. You can see which things are under which headings and what goes where. And probably the most powerful feature, actually, you can edit that. You can drag it around. If you want to get rid of a whole section, you can delete it. You can move one heading to below another one, or switch around a couple sentences or a couple paragraphs. And we'll see how all that works in a bit, but it's one of the features that really sets this app apart.
Show Word Finder button.
Word Finder is another feature that sets this app apart. There are a lot of those. This Word Finder is much more than just searching. It actually will do a dictionary search, so you can look up a meaning, you can look up synonyms and antonyms, and you can look it up by phonetics. So if you know how something is said, and you type in however you think it might be spelled so that it sounds right, VoiceStream Writer will actually do a search and try to figure out which word you meant. And in the documentation, the example the developer gives is enough. If you typed in E-N-U-F, it would find enough, E-N-O-U-G-H, and you could insert that word. And again, we'll look at that in more detail in a bit. And that is it. Now, the important thing to remember here is that this file is currently not being edited. There's no keyboard on the screen. That's important because once the keyboard appears, you suddenly see a whole other row of controls. Let me go back to the document text, double tap to start editing, and then I'll start flicking right again.
Show out, tools, document text.
Okay, I'll double tap.
Three numbers, screen forward, document text, text field, is editing, word.
Now we are editing, and I'll flick to the right.
Show outline button.
And these two are going to be the same.
Show word finder button.
But now,
cursor button. adjustable. Swipe up or down to move the cursor by word. Swipe up or down with three fingers to move the cursor to the beginning or end of the document. Double tap to hear cursor position. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
Now we've got the cursor button, and this is another way to move. You could move by the regular old voiceover rotor in the text if you wanted to, that works just fine. Or you could move by the cursor button. And as it said, one finger up or down will move by currently word, you can change that. Three fingers swipe up or down will move to the start or the end of the text. And double tapping will tell you where you are in the text. It's a lot like VoiceDream Reader, how you've got that navigation button you can flick up or down. And just like VoiceDream Reader, Writer has a way for you to change what this cursor moves by. Flicking to the right one more time.
Cursor movement unit. Word. Adjustable. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
If I swipe up or down, I can now change what the cursor would move by. I could swipe up.
Character.
To character.
Character.
And character is the first one in there. If I swipe up again, it just beeps at me. But if I swipe down.
Word. Sentence. Paragraph. Heading. Heading.
You've got word, sentence, paragraph, and heading. And sentence, paragraph, and heading are all items that VoiceOver cannot navigate by on its own. You won't find those in the default rotor at all. Well, heading you will, but it doesn't work inside text fields. Now if I flick to the left, and remember I'm on heading.
Cursor. Button. Adjustable. Swipe up or down to move the cursor by heading. Swipe up or down with three fingers to move the cursor.
Now it says move by heading. So whatever this
cursor movement unit, heading,
cursor movement is on.
Sentence, cursor, button, adjustable. Swipe up or down to move the cursor by sentence.
This cursor button is moved by that setting. If I flick down right now.
Comma three numbers, spring forward. Today, Apple unveiled four new things, a price change for the Apple TV, and minor updates to its existing line of MacBooks.
And again, this is all text from our Apple summary, so it's should be familiar to a good number of you, but that's moving by sentence as I flick down. If I flick up, it'll move to the beginning of the sentence.
Today, Apple unveiled four new things, a price change for the...
And now I'm at the start, so that is one thing to keep in mind. As you flick down, you're moving to the end, and as you flick up, you're moving to the start. It's exactly like moving by rotor with VoiceOver normally. As you flick up, you move up and past things so that you're at the start. As you move down, flicking down with one finger, you are moving to the end. Now, if I wanted to look at this sentence by word...
Cursor movement unit. Sentence. Word.
There we go. Flick to the left again.
Cursor. Button. Adjusted. Today. Comma Apple. Unveiled. Four. New. Things. Comma.
And it lets me move by word. And if I wanted to explore by character, of course, I would go to the right.
Cursor movement unit. Character. Cursor. Button. Space. P. R. I. C. E. Space. C. Charlie.
So hopefully you understand how this part works. It's pretty easy, but it's also really powerful as you're trying to review your text. Let's keep going to the right.
Cursor movement unit.
We know that one.
Select text. Button. Adjustable. Swipe up or down to move the end marker of selected text by character. Swipe up or down with three fingers to expand the selection to the beginning or end of the document. Double tap to take action. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
Now, this is exactly the same thing as the cursor button, with the exception that as you move, you will be selecting text. Right now we're set to character, and this, again, also goes by the unit button, which we have one to its left.
Cursor movement unit. Character. Adjustable.
If you change that, the selection unit will change as well. So I want to select by word, say, so I'll...
Word.
There we go. Change the unit to word and flick to the right. Get back to my selection.
Select text. Button.
And I will flick down.
Change. Selected.
And that was because it didn't select all of change because my cursor was already past the C. If you recall, I was exploring by character a minute ago.
Four. Select the. Selected. Apple. Selected. TV. Selected.
And I'm selecting here. If I flick up.
TV. Unselected.
I will deselect what I've selected already. And I can, of course, take action on here by double tapping.
Alert. Change for the Apple. Copy. Button. Cut. Button. Paste. Button. Cancel. Button.
And let's go ahead and cancel this.
Document text. Select text.
So if you need to select text, that's how to do it. Again, a whole lot easier than trying to pinch in and out and get the selection exactly right.
Start proofreading. button.
Proofreading is what I mentioned a minute ago about third-party speech synthesizers. This will actually start reading your document using whatever synth you've already selected, and that's in the audio settings we saw a minute ago. And you can even select how exact it is at proofreading punctuation. You can tell it how much or how little you want to hear as you're getting feedback. So if you've just written a regular old, you know, article or maybe a paper that doesn't really matter too much, you don't really need punctuation. But if you've written a report or it's an article and it's going to be published somewhere and you really need your punctuation to be exact, you'll turn off the punctuation and you'll be able to hear exactly what's being said and what punctuation marks you used where.
Undo, dimmed, button, redo, dimmed, button, dismiss keyboard, button.
And that is it. Undo and redo, pretty self-explanatory. And the dismiss keyboard button, of course, will dismiss the keyboard along with all the navigation and selection and everything, and just get us back to what you saw when we first started before I double-tapped the text field to begin editing. That's everything in a nutshell. Now let me go back and show you some specifics. Let's jump to the top with a four-finger tap.
File manager, button.
Click to the right.
Add document, button.
Add document is relatively self-explanatory, but let me just go through it real quick. Double tap.
Add document, add, heading. Close, button.
And of course I'm flicking to the right again.
Create document.
I can create a new blank document, which will be stored locally.
Import from external location.
Or I can import from an external location.
File manager, button.
Now, in all these pop-ups, and there are a lot of pop-ups in here, it's just the way the app is designed, just be advised that as you flick to the right, if you hit the end of the pop-up content, you will actually be back in the file manager button and all the other buttons across the top of the screen. They're across the top, but for some reason they appear at the bottom as you are flicking with one finger to the right. So just something to keep in mind there. They're not really part of this. They shouldn't be part of this, but they do exist. If you want to get rid of this dialog,
dismiss pop-up.
You can just
double tap to dismiss pop.
You can touch anywhere outside of the buttons, and you'll find that dismiss. Anyway, let's go ahead and do
import from external location.
The external location one, because that's going to be the much more interesting one. Again, create new will just give you a blank document stored right on your phone or whatever device you're using.
Document cancel button.
All right, now it wants me to select a source.
iCloud Drive.
And I've got my iCloud Drive.
Dropbox. More.
Or Dropbox, because those are the only ones I've enabled. If I go into more.
Drive.
I've got Drive, which is Google Drive.
Manage locations. Heading. Done. Button. Box.
I've got Box.
Box. Switch button. Off.
And you see that
double tap to toggle setting.
All these have switch buttons. So if I wanted to turn Box on, I would do that. It would prompt me to log in, and I'd be done.
Reorder Box. Button. Draggable.
I can drag them too, so if I always want Dropbox at the top instead of iCloud, I could find Dropbox and drag it to the top.
Drive. Drive. Switch button. Off. Reorder Drive. Dropbox.
Now, I'm not entirely sure why it said Drive when we first loaded this and it said it again, but
Dropbox. Switch. Reorder Dropbox.
And those are the three for now, but I don't actually want to import anything at the moment. I just wanted to show you how this all works. So, going to the top.
Manage locations. Done. Button.
I am done. Double tap.
iCloud Drive. Dropbox.
And we're back to choosing a location where we had those two.
More.
And more. So let's cancel this.
Dropbox. More. Dropbox. iCloud.
Now notice there is no cancel button. You actually have to double tap on one of these. Let's go to iCloud. Just
iCloud Drive. Locations. Button.
Locations will take us back to where we just were.
iCloud Drive. Heading. Done. Button.
And done.
Done. Writer. File manager.
There we go. We'll actually close it without importing anything. Obviously, had we imported a file, the file would have opened and we would have been editing that. But if you are partway through and you decide, you know what, I really don't want to import anything right now, you actually have to go into one of those locations and then hit done from there. So we're back on the file manager.
Add document. Button.
Just saw that one.
Export. Button.
Export is pretty self-explanatory, again, but it's worth looking at.
Export. File action. Heading. Close. Button.
Close, of course, will close this and return us to the document without exporting.
Close. Copy all text.
Now I could copy all the text.
Send text.
To the clipboard. I could send it somewhere.
Open file in another app.
I could open this file in a different app, which is pretty handy if you're going between this and maybe Pages, or this and any other text editor. You can actually just open this one somewhere else.
Export file to external location.
And that one's probably the most useful, the one that I anyway will use most.
File manager button.
And there again, our file manager is at the top, but flicking is at the bottom. Let's go back to this.
Export file to external location.
There we go, and double tap.
Mic, choose format, heading.
All right, first of all, we need a format.
Close button, plain text without markdown.
Plain text without markdown. I've got to pause here and tell you what markdown is, or a lot of this won't make sense. So markdown, in case you don't know, and if you do, fast forward just a minute, but markdown is basically a language, and it's a very simple language, but it lets you mark up your text. You can add links and headings and lists and a whole bunch of other stuff. It's what a lot of us use on AppleVis to write our content, and it really makes things easy. You don't have to worry about HTML code or about selecting things and changing, you know, to bold or italics. Everything's right there. You just simple little punctuation marks. For example, making headings is just a hash sign or a number sign. On US keyboards, that's Shift 3. That sign, if you put it before a line of text, turns that text into a heading. And the heading level is as many hash signs as you have. So if I put 3 hash signs, it's a heading level 3. Very simple stuff, very easy. What this will do is actually, as far as I understand it anyway, strip that markdown out. And if you know what markdown is, start listening again. This will strip the markdown out of the text and just put the text itself as a plain text file wherever you tell it to go.
Plain text with markdown.
Of course, we'll leave it as is.
HTML.
HTML is very, very handy. That will actually render your markdown. So whatever syntax you've written will actually be translated into an HTML document that any web browser can open. And keep in mind, too, that because it's HTML, you can actually add things that aren't actually markdown. I've done fonts before. For example, I made something larger simply by putting it inside of a font tag. And this handled it perfectly, and it was bigger when I looked at it on a computer. So that's HTML.
Rich text format, RTF.
Rich text format, same idea. It renders all your markdown, except it actually exports to rich text, which is a universally understood system. It's not as advanced as Microsoft Word, but it does let you do links, it lets you do font changes, and it lets you do a lot of things that plain text won't do. And it's a whole lot easier to handle than Word is. So if you are sharing this with, maybe you wrote a report in this app, and you have it all formatted all perfectly, export that to RTF, and that should be okay. If you absolutely need to, though,
Microsoft Word, experimental.
It does have experimental MS Word support. I haven't used it. I don't really use Word much anyway, so I can't tell you how good or how bad it is. But it is there, and it's experimental, so, you know, don't trust it with your 20-page science paper that's due tomorrow. But give it a shot, you know, see how it does for you. It might work perfectly. And, of course, the developer, I imagine, will be continuing to play with this and improve it.
File manager button.
And there's our file manager telling us we are at the end of the dialogue. And that's how exporting works. Once I choose a format, it'll actually take me to the same idea that we saw when importing. Choose a location, choose a folder, and then I will just give it a file name. And that's all there is to it. It'll put the file wherever you tell it to go. And assuming you put it in a cloud location like iCloud or Dropbox, you'll be able to access it from another device. Quite simple.
Tools. Button. Close. Button.
There we go. Close that.
File manager. Button.
We'll continue to the right. We're back in our main document window here with our blog of the summary of the Apple event.
Add document. Export. Audio settings. Button. Adjustable. Swipe up or down to adjust.
Audio settings are, I'm not really going to go through those just for the sake of time of this podcast because they're very self-explanatory. There's nothing in there that's advanced or confusing or anything.
Visual settings, button.
Same idea there.
Tools, button.
Tools I do want to look at because it has a few different really nice features.
Tools, Tools. Heading. Close. Button.
And of course, the close button will get rid of it.
Find text.
So I could find text.
Check spelling.
I can start a spell checking, which I will do in a minute.
4,091 words.
This tells you how many words you've written.
Advanced settings.
Or you can go into the advanced settings for the app.
Contact us. Help. About. 1. File manager. Button.
And there we go. So that's sort of where you get all your help and contact and settings for the app itself. And you can, as I said, see the word count and do a search or a spell check from here. And I should mention, too, a two-finger scrub actually will close most of these dialogues like I just did. That's tools. Now, the next thing we're going to see is the outline. And keep in mind that because this is a post that I put on AppleVis, it has a lot of marked up text. So you're going to see a lot of headings. There's going to be some link stuff. There's going to be some anchor stuff. The point, though, is that the headings will let us navigate. And hopefully you'll be able to see that. Don't worry too much about what's in the headings because some of it's not going to make a whole lot of sense. But it really, I think this document is a good one to illustrate kind of how this app is set up and how the outline works. I can do two things here. I could go to the outline button and double tap it, or, much more simply, I can just do a three-finger swipe to the right.
Outline. Selected.
And there's the outline for the text. At the top of the screen, I'm just going to do a four-finger tap on the top.
Selected. Heading level 1. Spring forward. Swipe up or down to select a custom action, then double tap to activate.
That's my first heading. Now, it's not technically at heading level 1. I should mention that in this version, as of the time of this recording, there's a small bug where it considers whatever the lowest heading level is to be number 1. All my headings actually start at 3. So if you do this and you're like, wait, no, my heading levels are all off, they're not, don't panic. It's just the way the app is reading them. It should be fixed in a future update. But it said selected because that's the one we are in now. That's where the cursor in the document is. I'll flick to the right.
Heading level 1. A name equals research kit greater than research kit, slash a greater than.
And there's the...
Swipe up or down to select a custom action, then double tap to activate.
And there's the markup I was talking about. Again, not too important what's actually in these headings. What this outline is letting us do is look at all the different headings.
Heading level 1. A name equals HBO greater than HBO now. And heading level 1. A name equals Apple Watch greater than the Apple Watch, slash a greater than.
So here's our Apple Watch section. And notice that now we are going to go from heading level 1 to heading level 2. Because now it's inside of the Apple Watch section.
Heading level 2. Why do I want one? Swipe up or down to select a custom app. Heading level 3. Apps. Heading level 3. Health. Heading level 3. Notifications. Heading level 3. Communication. Heading level 3. Apple Pay. Heading level 2. Bug. Accessibility. Swipe up or down.
Because I marked this up, because I used headings, I can now see incredibly easily, oh, all right, so my Apple Watch section has a heading inside of there. Why do I want it? And then it gives me a bunch of reasons. Each one of those is a heading. And now we're back out to heading level 2, and then go to the right one more time.
Heading level 1, a name equals MacBook greater than a new MacBook, and updates across the board.
And now we are out of the Apple Watch section. So as long as you do your headings right as you're writing, it makes organization just so, so easy. But the outline's a whole lot more powerful than this. I'm actually going to jump to the bottom of the screen with a four-finger tap near the bottom.
Hide outline, edit, lowest, selected, heading level 1.
Okay, I just wanted to skip back past those so I can review them, flicking to the right.
Selected. Lowest level, headings, button, 1 of 3.
Currently, the lowest level I've got showing is headings, and that's why you're only seeing the headings and nothing that's inside of them. But...
Lowest level, paragraphs, button, 2 of 3.
I could show...
Lowest level, sentences, button, 3 of 3.
Paragraphs, or sentences, if I wanted to, I can get that detailed. Before I do that, I want to show you edit mode, because edit mode is probably the most powerful feature of the outline.
Edit, button, done.
So I've tapped on Edit, and now it changed to the Done button, as it always does in iOS. I'm going to go find some headings here.
See. Heading level 1. A name equals research kit greater than research kit.
Okay, so that's our research kit heading.
Reorder heading level 1. A name equals research kit greater than research kit, slash a greater than.
And that is the really nice part. I can reorder these. Let me get down to my Apple Watch.
Delete heading level 1. Heading, reorder heading level 1. A name equals Apple Watch greater than the Apple Watch.
Okay. Now I've got all these...
Delete heading level 2. Why do I want one?
all these
swipe
things.
Swipe up or down to select.
I've got all these headings under the Apple Watch heading. Let's say I want to switch a couple of them around.
Reorg, delete heading level 3. Heading level 3, apps. Swipe up or down to select a custom.
Maybe I want my apps heading to come after. So I will.
Reorder heading level 3, apps, button, draggable. Double tap and hold, wait for the sound, then drag to rearrange.
I will do just that. I'll double tap and hold. Now I drag my finger slowly down the screen.
Move below heading level 3, health. Move below heading level 3, notifications.
And then lifted my finger up. Now, if I go to the done button.
Reorder heading level, done, button, edit.
And I find these headings.
Heading level 1, a name equals Apple Watch greater than the Apple Watch. Heading level 2, why do I want one?
Now, remember,
swipe up or down to select
a minute ago, apps was the first heading under why do I want one.
Heading level 3, health. Swipe, heading level 3, notifications. Heading level 3, apps.
But I flicked to the right, and the apps is now moved exactly where I dragged it. So as you can see, it's a really, really nice tool for moving things around, adjusting the position of everything. And it keeps saying I can swipe my finger up or down. So let's actually go ahead and do that.
Delete. Edit text. Activate item. Default action.
So I can delete this entire heading, and it won't just delete the one line that is the heading. It will delete everything from this heading to the next one. In other words, all the text under this heading. So if I'm just like, you know what, I want to throw this whole section out, I'm done with it, I don't need it. Easy. Very easy. Edit text, of course, will bring me back to the document, and I will be able to edit the text for that heading. Now, one more thing before we leave the outline.
Hide outline, edit, but lowest level, paragraphs, but.
I'm going to turn on the paragraphs granularity.
Selected, lowest level, paragraphs, 2 of 3.
Now, if I go to the top of the screen.
Heading level 1, spring forward. Swipe up or down to select.
That's just what we saw before, that's normal. But if I flick to the right.
Today, Apple unveiled 4 new things, a price change for the Apple TV, and minor updates to its existing line of MacBooks. We saw the.
Now
swipe up or down to select a custom app.
Now it's doing exactly what it did for the headings, but it's doing it to the paragraph level. So now I've got all my paragraphs laid out in chunks.
Apple Watch, a 12-inch HBO and research, the name of today's event, watch the full video here, HD, during the roughly 2-hour presentation, heading level 1, a name equals research kit greater than research kit, slash a greater than.
So there's the heading that we saw before, which was right underneath the main one, and it still is, except now we can see all the paragraphs inside of that heading section. And just as before, we could delete them, we could edit them, we could move them around, whatever we want to do. So outline is a really nice feature for seeing how your document's laid out, particularly if you use the heading system and for moving things around, getting rid of things. It's just a really nice tool that I've never seen in an editor for iOS or actually for any platform that I can think of. But now that I'm done with this, let me go back into the document with a 3-finger swipe to the left, or I could find the hide outline button.
Document text. Cursor. Button. Adjustable.
And now we're back on the cursor button where we were before, which means that our keyboard is still up and we are ready to start typing if we want to. But I don't actually want to type at the moment. I want to show you the word search. First of all, let me find a word.
Cursor movement unit. Word. Adjustable. Cursor.
Perfect.
Button.
Okay. Let me find a good word here.
Comma 5 numbers. Apps developers have been working on make apps period. These. Of. Any. Of. They're of right parent. Lack. Lack.
Okay, lack. L-A-C-K. Let's go with lack. It's a good word. We can find some synonyms for it. I will flick left with 3 fingers, or I could find the button, but this is a little bit quicker.
Word finder. 2 definitions found for lack.
So it tells me right away, 2 definitions were found, and it's just ready to go. If I flick to the right with 1 finger.
Hide word finder. Button.
Of course, I can hide it just like I could the outline.
Noun. Heading.
Tells me it's a noun, and that's a heading, so if I wanted to move by heading navigation, I could.
One, the state of needing something that is absent or unavailable. There is a serious lack of insight into the problem. Water is the critical deficiency in desert regions. For want of a nail, the shoe was lost. Swipe up or down to select a custom action, then double tap to activate. Verb. Heading.
And the reason these are headings, again, is because if a word is multiple parts of speech, a noun, a heading, an adjective, whatever, you can move by heading to get through those different meanings. If I continue to the right, I can see what the verb lack is.
One be without. This soup lacks salt. There is something missing in my jewelry box. Swipe up or down to select a custom action, then double tap to activate.
And notice what it's doing here. It's giving you sample sentences, but then it's giving you other sample sentences that don't actually use the word but mean the same thing. And again, this app is really good also, not just for voiceover users, but also for people who have learning difficulties. So if you're not quite sure what lack means, you look it up, it gives you a sample sentence using lack, then it gives you a sample sentence using a word that's very close to lack so you can get the idea. The two sentences mean the same thing, but you can say, oh, okay, so wanting something is kind of like lacking something. You know, you can kind of make that connection there using the sample sentences.
Redo, dim, button.
And that's the end of the definitions. It's got the undo and redo buttons. But let me go to the top of the screen with a four-finger tap.
Visual settings, button. Tools, button.
I've got my visual settings and tools here.
Search text, lack, text field.
Then I've
double tap to edit.
I've got the search text, and if I wanted to, I could change the word I'm looking up.
Clear text, button. Document text, text field. Previous search, dimmed, button.
And then if I'd done a bunch of searches, I could go to the previous or next one.
Selected, definitions, button, 1 of 3.
Here is the fun part. We've got the definitions, which is where it is by default.
Phonetic search, button, 2 of 3.
Phonetic search, that's the one I mentioned a minute ago. You can type in how you think it sounds, and it'll use that spelling to try to figure out what word you mean.
Meaning search, button, 3 of 3.
And meaning search button is the other one that I really want to show you.
Selected, meaning search, 101 words found by meaning search for lack.
Double tap it, it tells you immediately how many word results it found.
Hide word finder, button, deficiency. Swipe up or down to select a custom action. Want, miss, weak, ignorant, cold, innocent, diffident.
So
swipe up or down to select a custom.
I'm able to read all these different synonyms here.
Deficiency.
So deficiency looks like a good word. Let me replace my word with this one. I'll swipe up with one finger.
Replace. Search. Define.
So I've got three options here.
Activate item. Default action.
I can actually replace it, which is what I aim to do. But if I wanted to, I could also define it, or I could search for it in the document to see if I've used it elsewhere. But let me replace.
Selected. Deficiency.
Oops.
Replace.
There we go. Double tap.
Shouldn't misspelled. Empty list.
All right. Let me go back to the document. Just do a three-finger swipe to the right.
Cursor. Button. Adjustable.
Let me move by word.
Deficiency. Or.
Cool. So let me change this to sentence.
Cursor movement. Sentence. Cursor. Button. Adjustable.
So we can hear how this whole thing sounds.
Needless to say, we can't offer any information on the accessibility. Needless to say, we can't offer any information on the accessibility or deficiency thereof of any of these apps.
Cool. Now it says, instead of or lack thereof, it says or deficiency thereof. Maybe not my best word choice, not the one I would have used, but, you know, if you need a synonym for something, this is a very easy way to go about finding it. You just find the word that you want, move to it with your cursor, swipe to the left with three fingers to move into the word search, and then it gives you definitions or whatever you've last been on. You can select your synonyms, find one, flick up, double tap on replace, and it inserts it into your text in place of the word that you'd selected originally. Very, very simple. Now the other main thing that I wanted to show you before we're done here is how to spell check, because that's one thing. That and highlighting are probably the two biggest annoyances that I have with iOS word processing. But this app makes it very easy.
Tools. Tools. Tool. Close. Button. Find text. Check spelling.
Let me check spelling.
Close. 1 of 8. HBO. HBO. Full sentence. HBO streaming. Number HBO. Button. Adjustable. Swipe up and down to go to the previous or next misspelled word. Swipe up or down with three fingers to go to the first or the last misspelled word. Swipe left to go to the text field and correct the misspelled word. Double tap to close and select the current misspelled word. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
Wow, a lot of things going on there. Alrighty. The first thing it said was the word. And in this case, it's HBO. Because, of course, word processors don't know what HBO is. Then it said it letter by letter. And hopefully you heard the difference. I know it wasn't too distinct because HBO is already a bunch of letters, not a word. Then it told me the sentence that the word is found in, and then it told me what I can do. I can swipe up or down to move through my misspelled words, I can go to the text field and change this word, or I can go back to my text and have that word automatically highlighted so that I can type in a new one and it'll replace it. Now, the only problem is this actually doesn't give you spelling suggestions yet. I imagine that's coming in a future version as well. Again, we're still early days for this app, so it's going to be great to see what happens, you know, within a year. But as of right now, it's kind of on you to figure out how that's supposed to be spelled, but it will at least tell you where the misspelled words are, and most of the time, at least for me, it's more of, you know, oh, I mistyped that, and I know how to correct it. It's a pretty simple fix. If I swipe to the right, though...
Document text. Three numbers. Spring forward. Number MacBook.
It reads the entire text again. That's whole document's displayed there.
Show outline. Button. Show word find.
And you've got those two. So if I flick to the left...
Show out. Doc 1 of 8. Clear text. 1 of 8. H-A-O. H-B-O. Full sentence. H-B-O string.
I just wanted to show you there, by the way, that there's not really a whole lot that you can do in this mode. This is just for spell checking. So anyway, if I flick down...
2 of 8. H-B-O. H-B-O. Full sentence. Three numbers. A name equal...
And it's going to keep catching this because it doesn't know how to spell it. And I have not found yet a way to ignore words. Another feature I imagine is coming soon, but isn't here quite yet.
3 of 8. www.deplevis.com. W.
Of course, it's a web address, so it's not going to know it.
4 of 8. www.deplevis.com. 5 of 8. WatchKit. W. A. T. C. H. K. I. T. Full sentence. WatchKit. https://developer.apple.com/watchkit/.
And hopefully you're getting the idea here. So as I'm going through all these, I can change any one of them I want.
Clear text. Button. WatchKit. Text field. Double tap to edit.
By going to that text field, and then whatever I type in there, it will replace the word in the document with that new text. So it's not one, two words, but maybe I wanted it to be.
Insertion point at end. T. I. K. Space. Space.
Okay,
watch.
Now I've made WatchKit into two separate words.
Document text. Text field. Is editing. WatchKit. Clear text. 5 of 8. WatchKit. Document text. Three numbers.
And I will hit the done button on the keyboard.
Return. 5 of 7. Passcodes. P. A.
Now notice it says 5 of 7 instead of 5 of 8 because watch and kit are both words, so it's quite happy with that. Passcodes is the next one it's picking up.
6 of 7, www, 7 of 7, clicky, C, L, I, C, K, Y, full sentence. Actually, it does, but not because you push the whole thing down far enough to trip the clicky thing under it.
So, hopefully that's giving you an idea here. It's not as full-featured as, you know, spell check and Word or Pages. There is no ignore all. There is no suggestions yet. Again, something I imagine will be coming relatively soon in the course of the developers continued work on this app, but not there quite yet. Still, this is a great way to see which words you've misspelled, figure out maybe which ones you have to go back and look at, and if you know how to correct them, you just go to that text field and do so, and hit the return key and done.
Close search bar button.
Now I just did a four-finger tap to get to the top of the screen. There's the close button. I'll double tap to close.
File manager button.
And we're back in the document. That is VoiceStream Writer. There's probably a few things that I've missed, but as I said, everything here is fully accessible, self-explanatory for the most part, and very, very good as far as hints go. If you're relatively new to this app, I do highly suggest you leave your voiceover hints enabled. It'll make your life a whole lot easier. Even if you are very used to this app, it's still worth leaving the hints on because they kind of remind you what to do, and as updates come out, if anything changes, the hints are a good way to figure out what's going on. If you need help, don't forget, go to the tools menu and then into the help. It's right there. And of course, you can feel free to leave a comment on this podcast page. I will try to help. I don't use this app every day, so I don't know how much use I will be. If you want to get a hold of me, you can find me on Twitter at VOTips. That's at VO for voiceover tips. It's all one word. Or you can email me through the contact form on AppleVis from this podcast page. Thanks for listening.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.